Yoan Daf Samach Ches Amid Beis, towards the end of the Amid, Erech 6 lines from the bottom. Ilfe Tola Navshei Be'iskeraye De Makuse. Let us see Rashi. Ilfe Shem Chocham. It was in the times of Rabbi Yochanan. Tola Navshei, he was leaning, Gufe do uvde b'meseches tainis, Mishum da isvu la Rabbi Yochanan bereishe, Kshaholach ilfe b'schoire. The Gemara relates that both of them, Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfe, were in very difficult financial matziv. Ilfe went to work, and Rabbi Yochanan Lamaisa became Rosh Yeshiva. He went to do business. He also, when he came back, Amru Lei, so they told him, Yehave Yosef Mar Vigoris, if you would have remained here and remained learning instead of going into business, Loi Mar Have Molech. So Rabbi Yochanan would not have been Rosh Yeshiva. They would have made you Rosh Yeshiva. So there was a psataina on him that he went to work. He went to do business. Tole Navshei Biskeraye De Makuse. So he was leaning on the mast of the ship. The mass that the sails are attached to. Makusa viloin. Omar, Ike de Osi, de Omali Milse de Verabchie, Verabishaye, Vle Pashitna le Mimas Nisin, Nefile Maskeroi, Utavano. Oma, kolman da osi, kloima, afa pi shalachti bischoire, loi shachachti talmudi, I didn't forget anything. Viyesh biyodi lesakin kol habaraisis shesidru rabchie barabishaye. All the baraisis that rabchie rabishaye were mesader, B'tesefte shalahem, aminu lehem smach b'mishnoseinu shalashas shasida rabbi. Lochi noked rabchiye v'rabbi shayi lefi shein iker kedemrinem ba'alme, kol mas nisid olem misnaye bei rabchiye v'rabbi shayi eloitoisve minei bebei medroshe. I'd like to say over a few words to understand a little bit what's happening till now. The Pesach Einayim from the Chidor, Masechtas Tainis, says as follows. He says that it seems when he came back, there was a double Taina to him. There was one Taina, look what you lost. You could have been, if you would have remained, you could have been Rosh Yeshiva. You lost something. And on this taina, there was a double teretz of Ilfe. Ilfe was toile, tola navshe, biskeraye de makuse. He was toile, his existence in the ship. His name was Ilfe, ship also. He said, the whole reason I'm still alive is because I went away. If I would have been here, you're 100% right. They would have made me Rosh Yeshiva. But we see min ha-shamayim, they wanted Rabbi Yochanan to be Rosh Yeshiva. You see, because he's Rosh Yeshiva. So if I would have been here, they would have made me Rosh Yeshiva. Then I would have been Nifter. So Memela, then he would, if it's min ha-shamayim, they want him to be Rosh Yeshiva, so making me Rosh Yeshiva wouldn't do anything. that would only make that I should be niftas of akel tola navshei, that what I'm existing is because the reason I'm existing is because fakelt, because I went away on the ship that saved my life. And he brings a similar Gemara in Seif Yume, that the Gemara says that Rav Chanine once perhaps insulted Rav Chanine, and Rav Chanine didn't want to be meichel him. And the Gemara says, I'm heard the reason why Rav Chanine not want to be meichel him, because he saw Becholim that Rav is supposed to be Rosh Yeshiva. So he wanted Rav should be in Bovel. And so Mamelis, he'll be able to exist in Eretz Yisrael. If Rav would come, if he'd be meichel, then Rav would be in Eretz Yisrael also, so then he would be Niftah. Because Rav was supposed to be Rosh. He said, Ad Rav, let Rav be Rosh in Bovel. So he made like he's not Moichelim, so Rav went away, and but I'll kapon him to such a Seder. So there's a Seder, so he said, Fakert, that Tolo Navshe, his whole existence is because he went away. Then he said something else also. He said, but what are you tining? I lost. By going away, I lost. I forgot my learning. He says, I didn't forget anything. He says, Pasuk ki bi moisef, that all the Mishnah, all the Baraisis that they were Mesada, Bebei Rabchiye, Bebei Rabbeishaye, I could figure them out from the Mishnahs. That means from the Mishnah, the Yisoy, the Baraisis are speaking about other Inyonim. But if you understand the Mishnayis well, so the Yisoidis of these halachas which are mentioned in the Baraisis, I can figure out from the Mishnah. And Rabbeinu Chananel, Mesechtes Taina, says, Ve'ein kol chochom yoidoi, v'ani godol me Rab Yochanan. I'm bigger than Rab Yochanan. That means, v'kert, and I didn't forget anything. And Adar Rabbe, if you'll show that I taka forgot, so then taka I'll commit suicide. That means I'm so sure of myself that I did the right thing by going, saying gashmis and saying ruchnis and gashmis vakert. I'm living because of that, and in ruchnis I didn't lose anything. He never was Masir Das from learning. He never forgot anything. So Mamela, so Fakert, ask me anything. And I'll show you, I still remember. That's a shtickle pshat in our Gemara. Osa who saw it. No, as he said. So Alter Yid came. Tonala, he told them a baraisa. Ha'oima tnu shekel libni b'shabbos. A person said that, you should give a shekel from my nechosim for my children for a week. Shekel is a half a sela. Ugoyin liten lehem sela. And really, prices went up, and you can't live on a shekel. Yerui litim lem sela. Naisnim lem sela. And we'll see, this whole baraisa is dependent on the aloche of mitzvah lakaim divrei hameis. That the person said, the owner of the nechosim before he died said, that I don't want, even though Meikiradin, my nechosim, belong to my children, I don't want them to have access to the money. Each week you give them a half a shekel. So Memele, I want them to, they shouldn't be raftonim, they should learn how they shouldn't splurge, they should, that was his rotzen. Afal pikein, so even though he said a shekel, which is a half a seller, but if prices went up and he can't live on a shekel, is beruyin litim lam sela, noisnim lam sela. So that's what he, so I mean, the Zizikha meant that, that what he said, the word shekel was according to the prices which were noyig bismanai. If we would see that, the prices that the things became more expensive later, Zizikha would be masking that she give them a seller. That if he said to new shekel. Vim Omar al titnu lohem elo shekel, but if he was more explicit, he said, don't give them more than a shekel, in noisnum lam elo shekel. Then we see he meant that by saying al titnu elo shekel, he meant they should only get a shekel. Vim Omar, and what if he said, imesu, if they're going to die, yirshu acherim tachteim, that means first he said this nusach, tenu shekel lebonai, and then he says, if they're going to die, then the yoshim, whatever is left over, the yoshim should yarshin, is bein sha'oma tenu, bein sha'oma al titnu, ein noistumam elo shekel. That means that tnu, that what we say tnu is lav davka shekel, but if he mentioned that if they'll die first, the yoshim should take over whatever is left over, so we see from him a strong desire that they should be very karg with the money, in order that the Yoshim should have what to take over. So then we say Tnu is also Davke. So Memele, so the Sove asked Ilve, where is this Halacha, all these Halachas, Merumis in the Mishneh? Omalei, Omoni Rav Meiri, Faker, this is our Mishneh, this Mishneh in Ksubis. Hamashlish mois lebitoi. Vi aimeres nemon bali ola yasa shlish mashushal shbiyodei divrei ramei. Toma mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. Period. Let us see Rashi. Tonalei shono lefono b'raisezu. Where do we find the smach to this halacha in the Mishnayis? Shekel chatzi sel ruyin she'enom nizaynim bepoches. They can't be mefarnes themselves with less than a seller. Noistim la seller. Di avi yoda, if he would have known she'yisyakru ha'mizaynis, that the prices will go up. I wouldn't have said shekel. So shekel is, this was said in the prices that were relevant at his times. But what if he said, al titnu, hare miche biyodom, lo yosom yorshim elo beinyin ze. Imesu beloy bonim. Einoisnim lahem elo shekel, sheinlonu lahavsid esaboyim achreim, bohoyil vaoso esachem yoshim achreim, vaday davke shekel koma, kidei shetipo yerusha achreim loisom achreim. Homoni heichid omolu al titnu lam elo shekel, noisim elo shekel, Ba'afal gav de soif soif, kulu nichsi dituninu, the nechosim belongs to them, the yoshim. Lo yevinu lo bekotnon, it seems that this was lebonem, seems bekotnon, elo shekel, bishabis, va'amoiso yozoina mina tzedoke. So he told them, Amoni Rameya, and so what happens, Take, if you give a shekel, so how are they going to exist? So, forget Tzedoke. V'lekel lakshuye yalo. So Rashi asks, what kind of pshat is this? That the millionaires, the yashin money, and we're gonna give them tzedakah. Hodama beperik nago loy kol kemineh sheyasher azbono v'yapil atzmei al tzibur. There the Gemara says if a person has money, he can't make that the money should go over be Yerusha and with him you'll do Chesed Shalemes. The Hosamu Da'omar, they're speaking about Altik Peru Minachosov, V'nichsi Didei Nino. Here he says you should not use his Nachosim for kvura purposes. I mean, it's the chashad. If there's a problem when he dies, you make an appeal. It's a chesed shalemes. But he wants that his children should yashin his money. So there, it's his nechosim. So then he has no right to do such a thing. Like ilkach leitzaisine le lekovroi minatz doke de lahasher es bonov. So there we won't say that we should be mekavim minatz doke lahasher es bonov. Hochen nichse lav de yasmininu ki im lefi tzavosoi. That means that these are his nechosim that's going over to them, and on these nechosim that is go over to them, there's a tzivah from him how much they could take from these nechosim. So, their hands are tied. So, you can't ask a kasha, how can they take tzedakah? They're obligated to be mekayim his tzivui. I made the masnisim domayas v'sholish mashu hushlash biyodai. Let us see the bottom taisus. Hamoni ramei doma mitzvah lekaim divrei hameis. Aval l'Rabbi Yosi, less like Rabbi Yosi, does not hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. V'teime, I less like, if Rabbi Yosi does not hold in the Mishnah mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, loma loy l'meime lo yeheye l'sode ulemitli taime bahai tepek leim v'shum de less like mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Let us just review the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about that he had given money to a sholish to purchase a karka that should go over to his daughter. Should be nichsei miluk, nichsei tzayim barzel. And she said that instead of purchasing a karka, give the money to my husband. So Rameya said, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, this money was given over with the condition, even though we mentioned from Daran that the money belongs to her, they were mezakah her the money, but the money was given over with a condition that a karka should be purchased from this money. Say, give over the money to your husband. Your father wanted dafke that a karka should be purchased with this money. So the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. That's what Rameya holds. And Rabbi Yosi said, he says, what'll be, you'll purchase a karka. And they have the karka ready, so can't they sell it? I mean, this mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is only something which they can, which it can't, it's a dovol that they, if the divrei hameis will be niskayim, so they can't go against the divrei hameis. But over here, what the divrei hameis is that he should buy a karka. So you're saying don't give them money because the father wanted a karka should be bought. So Rabbi Yosi said, fine. And what'll be, he will listen to the mess. He'll buy a karka. And then the karka will be given over to his daughter, and then she'll go and sell the karka. So what happened now? So Mele, so Poshet Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying, so there's no tachlis to be Mekayim Divrei Ames, if the Divrei Ames will become this battle after you'll be Mekayim. So Mele, so there's no need to be Mekayim. So we see Rabbi Yossi also as mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ames. Now he says, here it doesn't apply. So Fakhtach Taisviz, so that's not like our Gemara. Here our Gemara says, Rameya holds mitzvah l'kaim divrei emes. Rabbi Yossi Bichlal does not mitzvah l'kaim divrei emes. He doesn't hold, so why does he have to give this lomdis? That's Taisviz Kash. V'tayme e lesle, if Rabbi Yossi, avol Rabbi Yossi lesle. V'tayme e lesle, lomale lomame, lo yilei he le soda, and if he would have purchased a soda, ulamit le time abai te beglein, mishim de lesle, mitzvah le kaim de vremeis, finished. The father said, buy a car, because there's no mitzvah. V'shem le dvorv de rameya, koma. So Taisviz says, no, he's tining on rameya. I'm glad I don't hold this whole mitzvah. But I feel according to you, this is only a mitzvah that after the kiyama mitzvah will be nasar etzayni. But over here, I feel after this kiyama mitzvah, still his rotzen will become this battle. This bekoyach to be in this battle. So there's no inyan to be mekayim this mitzvah. So Rabbi Yossi is saying this, le divrei Rav Meir. Zog de Gemara weiter, Oma Rav Chizde, Oma Marukve, Ilchese, Bein She Oma Tnu, Bein She Oma Altitnu, Noisnim Lehem Kol Tzolchom. You give them what they needed. Not like the Bereise. Zog de Gemara, Vokayim Ulon Halochi, Ke Ramei Adome Mitzvah, Lokayim Divrei Ameis, I mean, the halach of the Braise is ausgespalt. If the Makir of the Braise is the way Ilfet said from Rameya, and we paskin like that, so how could you say Fakert? So the Gemara says, Ani mili b'mili ach niyoso, that by other things, it's takim mitzvah l'kaim divirmeis, because he takim meant it. Aval boho meinach nechle, he is he want, doesn't want his children to be to live on tzedakah. He really, even he said, al titnu, all the lashaynis, he did, you have to take what he says with a grain of salt. V'hoda omahochi lizruzinu udiyosa. He wants to be mizaris them. What does Rashi say? Meinach nechele shitna lem kol tzoch, and Ezekiel wants that. Lizruzinu sheyachzu acham ezeinei seyim. Number one, they should go to work, not that they have, they're taken care of. Number two, v'shlayu raftonim, that they shouldn't be raftonim, they should know to eat a minimum, not a maximum. So that's what Ma'ukva paskind. Zok the Gemara weiter. Before we see the Golatzitais, so kaim lo mitzvah la kaim divrei ameis, afilu bebori kaim alon hochi, that means even though this tzivui was said when he was 100% healthy, kidemuchach shili per kamedigitin, domrinin Rav Yosef mukilo bebori, speaking about a boy, in fact, the Gemara, so what if it's a boy, v'kaim lo mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames? So al koponim, the halacha of mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames is not dependent on his matzev when he said it, but if he died, he said at tzivui what should be done with the money. So when he dies, it's a mitzvah to do what he had said to do, even though it was said when we were under the impression, he was under the impression that he could live to May of Esrim. Yesh makshim, kiven de mitzvah lekaim divrei ameis. Im kein maya hani hode divrei shriv merak yechsuvim uch mesurim domi. There's special halachas of Divrei Shriv Mera, the vorim that he had said b'shas, he was a shimera nosan kol nechos, and the special halachis that were said by divrei shimer afektach toisves. Why do you need this din? We have a new klal which overrides and includes many more cases. Afilu loy nosan kol nechoso. Afilu he wasn't sick. Mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. Im Rabbeinu Tam lemrine mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis alek sheushlash mitchilo lekach. He says mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis is certain conditions. That means money was given to someone, was given over to someone that he should do this and this with the money. Then there's a mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. But stamazoi, if nothing was done with the money, though just he says, I want that this should be done with the money, there's no such din of mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. And therefore, we need a halacha of divrei shchima, kirsum mesurim dam. Inami, teretz number two, davke b'meis noisein b'chaye mekabel. Estes, let us say that, Estes, Reuven said, to give this to Shimon. And, then Reuven dies. So, meis noisein b'chaye mekabel. So then you go and give it to Shimon after Reuven dies. But what will be if Reuven said, give this to Shimon, and then Shimon died, and then Reuven died? So there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, because the l'kayim divrei ameis was only said to give to Shimon. When Reuven dies, there's no Shimon anymore, so finished. Avo divrei shchimera b'chol inyin k'mesurim domi. Now, Taisvis here is not too clear, but Taisvis in Gittin, Taisvis says, the Divrei Shrimra Kishemeis, when he dies, Kimisurim Lemekabel Matone Mishas Amirosoi. Divrei Shrimra, the Locha Divrei Shrimra is Kimisurim, when he said it, so we say it's kimisurim when he said it. So then the mekabel was alive. So afilu the mekabel died later. The mekabel died before the noisin. So then you still give it. It's kimisurim mishas amirosa. Rabbi Kiveger in the Chidushim wants to say two other nafkeminis between divrei shchimra kirsumim mesurim domi. One Parshat in Nafkamin, he says, what if they didn't listen? There's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. What happens, let's say, if they were told not to sell it and they sold it? So he says, in kodmu amochu. So if the whole thing is als mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, so they didn't do the mitzvah, but whatever chalois was done, was done. The din of divrei shchimra kirsuvim emesurim domi, that's a kinyan taki. I mean, it belongs to Yana. If the shchimra said that they give this to Beryl, so it belongs to Beryl. They won't give it to Beryl. It belongs to Beryl. It's not yours. You can't do anything with it. Als mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis is a mitzvah to give it to Beryl. So, but if you didn't give it to Beryl, you were makna to someone else, so finished. So it belongs to someone else now. It's finished. The mitzvah was kozman, it's yours to give it to Beryl. I sold it to someone else, I gave it, it's finished. It's so, it's mevatel mitzvah, but it's not Beryl's. But als divrei shchimra, it's not mine. It belongs to Beryl. Then he says another nafkemine. He says a very interesting nafkemine. He says, let us say that he says the father gave instructions what should be done with the mois hayerusha, and then the father died. And the Yisoimim had borrowed money, and they owe a malva. Now, so now there are conflicting interests over here. The malva comes, you have money, pay up your chayv. And they say, yeah, it's a big mitzvah to pay up chayv, it's mitzvah of freya, it's a mitzvah prius bal chayv mitzvah, but I have another mitzvah. My father said I should do this and this with the money. So Rabbi Kivegia says, als mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, he says he thinks prius bal chayv mitzvah is a bigger mitzvah. You do that mitzvah, forget about, this mitzvah is a din kedima. Prius bal chayv mitzvah odiv mi mitzvah lekayim. But if it's a divrei shrimra, again, it's not a mitzvah, it's a chaleis kinyan. Zog the Gemara weiter. Nan hosom. Hapu'utois mekron mekach umemkeron mecher bemetaltalim. That means that by metaltalim, with Rabbanu they were mesaken mekron mekach memker mecher. Omar afrom loishonu elosheein shom apetropes. That is dafke if there's no apetropes. So Rabbonin said, so they're bekoyach to do business with metaltalim. Avo yeshem apetropes, ein mekchon mekach, vein memker mecher. There's people who can take care of the Yerusha, so then the apetropes takes care. Then we did not say, This whole kinyan is the kinyan the Rabbanan, it was only said when there's no one better to take care. Let us see, Rashi, putus tinoikis neitesha ushmoine, kidamrinem banezokin, bimetaltli dafke, avumekalki loyachi yaviushte saras achei benesre. Apetropish, minua avi yesoimim, oibesn. Frag the Gemore. Mi mai, how do you know this? Mi diktoni ein maise ktana klum. It says in our Mishnah that Rameya said we had by, in the case, if there was nesuin already, and she's a ktana, and she says, give it to my husband, he'll buy a karka. So it says, ein maisek tane klum. So what shad ein maisek tane klum? So because there was a sholish, so then she cannot decide what to do with the money that the father was mezake her. Frag the Gemara, vedulma heicha deike sholish shani. Maybe a sholish is different than an apotropis. Can listeni avol bektane yase sholish masha hushlus biyodoi. If the whole word, the whole aloche is only because he's a sholish, which is taka better than apotropis, a sholish has direct directions what to do. So let it. So not say. Don't say stamazoi ein maise ktane klum. Say, yase sholish mashlushus biyode, mayen maisek tane klum, shmamino afilu baalme, that afilu is not a sholish, and apotropis also a maisek tane klum. Let us see Rashi. Mit diktoni bemas nisen, tzulimor says it's norai, shanochedike sholish, shanishtalish lekach. Upirsholoi ma yaseben alav tropis ein ele lasseis zolche yisaimim. Going to do lasse zolche yisaimim, avo lechola tzorich, varei imochu ele putis ein zeshine mitzvahs hameis. Shav apetropis yimkele tzorich mezainisim. There was no directions that it shouldn't be sold. So Memela, so it could be an apotropis is better than a sholish, where a sholish has directions what to do, and they're asking for help. in kein de sholish daf ke vetam lo fi shpil shlo elikne sod elisne yas sholish the filabalma bakam apotropis the domik tas lo sholish is also a meisik tanaklum sagta isvis avo yeshem apotropis ein mekron mekach peirish rabbeinu chananel davke mecher Davke by Mecher, so Memele, so there's an apotropis, so the apotropis should take care of these transactions. Avol matonoson maton, dunye matonis volachalk ben yeshem apotropis la einsham. Aces matone, the apotropis bechlal doesn't have any bailas to give matonis. So when it comes to selling the Nechosim, so Fakir, he was appointed to take care of this chelik of the shlita over the Nechosim. He's going to sell this and eat. But to give a matone, the mini apotropsis was never given to prevent them to give matones. Hodron aloch metziyas ha'isha. Zog de Mishne, Hamadir es ishtoi milehene isloi. A person made a neder that his wife is not permitted to have an offer from him. Is ad lamed yoim yamed palmis. So till 30 days, she could exist with this neder. And how is she going to eat for 30 days? Yamid parnes, so there'll be mamid a parnes, that the parnes will be mefarnes. We'll see in the Gemara why this is not considered having hanor from him. Yes, amikam, but what is more than 30 days? That means the nether is more than 30 days. Yaitse v'yitain ksube. That means this is not an oifen of living as husband and wife. Made a nether that she can't have an offer from him and she's getting mezainis through a palness. So then he should give her a get and give her a ksube faltik. He should, it's mutal him to dissolve such a marriage. Rabbi Yehuda Omer be Yisroel by Ayid. So we can say, Yaitzi be Yitin Ksube. Maybe later he'll come to his senses and he realize he did the wrong thing. So he'll remarry her. Is be Yisroel Chodesh Echod Yekayim. One Chodesh. If it's for Lamed Yoim, so then we have Yamed Parnis. Ushnayim Batuchadoshim, then it's Yoitzi V'yitin Ksube. Bekoyin, but what if the husband is a Koyin? So then we have to do things slowly. If you're going to tell him to give a get, it's finished. And then, so it's not Kedai to do that. Is Bekoyin Shnayim Yekayim, then we give him 2 months. Let it go on for 2 months and see what happens. Ushloisha, but it will be 3 months, yaitse v'yitin ksube. So we give an extra month by a koin. The Rashba says, in the Mishnah we heard that, till 30 days, this can exist. Yes, amikan. So that means if he made a nether for 31 days, so then on the 31st day, I don't know, if he wants it more than 30, if he wants it more than 30 days, 31 days already, so Chaytiv thinks sube. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says an interesting shurim, Chodesh Echod Yekayim, Ushnayim tuchadoshim. So is he chaylik on the Tanakame? So the Rashba says no. He's not chaylik. Ushnayim means if the neder will be nimshach into the second chodesh, that's the tait shnaim. Shnaim does not mean two full chadoshim. If it'll go into the second chodesh, sheyitziv eating subim. Why did he say a loshen? Why didn't he say the same loshen like the Tanakame? Yes, or mikam? Why say shnaim? Because he wants to say by a koin shnaim yikayim. That's like 2 months. That by a koin taki shnaim yikayim. Shloish yaitziv eating subim. Then Agavuch, he says, God, it's from the Yerushalmi, it would seem that by a coin, ushloisha yoitzi biting suba means not if it'll be more than 2 months. By a coin tak, if it's more than 3 months, it's ushloisha yoitzi biting suba. Or it's 3 complete months. Then it's yoitzi biting suba. Hamader, let's see Rashi. So, if Amadr is Ishtay Milahenes Loi, Eina Noas Tashmishoi Nesar Oleo. So Rashi says, Rashi had a problem. The Mishnah says, Yamit Parnes. That means it's a problem. She can't have Ano from you, so, a Parnes will take care of that. He'll be the one that's giving her Mizoinis, so it's considered she's not even Ano. So Rashi says, but there's another problem. She can't have an offer. So what's with Tashmish? And Tashmish, if a person makes an eder on Tashmish, 1 week, 2 weeks, but it's not an asik of a month. So Rashi says, Eina noas Tashmishe neser oleho. Hanoas Tashmish is not neser, doha meshubidlo. He's Meshubit to her. So L'chayre Rashi means to say, L'fi Pshutoi, that Amu Rabbonon L'shibudah De'ishe, even though we have a klal koinomis mafkiyim midei shibud, but Amu Rabbonon L'shibudah De'ishe, that they said it's ki'ilu, it's more than a shibud, it's like he's konui to her. So my male of his conito, so she's answering nichse chaveiroi al chaveiroi. That's l'cheiret Rashi is saying, the meshubed lo. So my male is, so the neder isn't chal. So he's answering hano. So the hano of Tashmish, forget about it. This neder can't be mafkia because he's meshubed lo. Hilkach bishvil tashus and lonu lochayfay lohaytzi v'liteng sube because lemaisa is mutal l'shamish because the neder isn't chal. V'anos mezaynis is bigmarim v'parich v'am meshubed lo. He have the same problem on mezaynis also. He's also meshubed lo. So how is the neder chal on mezaynis? Oh, that's a gemara's akash. Okay, the gemara's will say a teretz on that kash. But on Tashmish, Bechlal is not Shver. I saw in the Shiurim from Rav Shmuel, he brings down Rabbi Keveger and the Dorim asks Akashim as follows. There are two types of Nedorim. But when I say that, when Reuven wants to answer his Hano on Shimon, that Shimon can't have Hano from him, it can be done in 2 ways. It can be done, he can make an Issa Koinom on his Nechosim, and that is why you can't have Hano from me. Or he could make an Issa Hano, not on the Nechosim, to make an isano that you can't have ano from me. That means the koinem is chal on the me, that you can't have ano from me. It's not on the nechosim. You can't have ano from me. So Rav Shmuel speaks out like this. Now, Rashi had a kasha, what happened with Tashmish? So now, l'chire, if Rashi would have learned that the Amadas Ishtim Elahonis Loi means that he made an Issa al Nechosov, that he made a Koinam Nichsi Olecho, so the Kasha finds Ach Nishon, there's no Kasha. He asked that you can't ever know from my money. So Mamela Tashmish is no problem. So Al Kolchoch Rashi learned the other way, that you can't have a no from me. So Rashi understood that so Tashmish also should be nice. So that's why Rashi says Ashtik Teire, that that the nether is on Kal. A very pertinent question. Vetra bekevege razoi, that in Rav Shmuel's Mavaya the Kasha as follows. He says, so what is the neder? The neder is not on the nechosim. The neder is that you can't have hano from me. So he asks, what is pshat? Let's say a loive made a neder that the malva can't have hano from him. Can't have hano from him. Is he allowed to pay up the choiv? So he tines, lochayre paying up a choiv is not called amahani you. If I pay up a choiv, I owe you this. So it's not called, you have amahani you. Sukumte, mirayashe koyach. Bishloim if I asked my nechosim on you. Fine, sir. You can't be goyve for my nechosim. That's a problem. But if the whole issa was that you can't have hano from me, so memele, it's not considered I'm a hano you to pay you something that I owe you. You don't have to thank me for it. It's not called mahane. That is Rabbi Kevege Zakashe. So the shaila is why. Why lemaisa haystis? If would be a kind of kal on the nechosim, then we'd understand very well why she's not allowed to derive hano from the nechosim. But from Rashi, it seems that it's a neder that she's not have hano from him. So locher, it's not called his mahanahar if he's paying up what he owes her. Okay, this is a kasha. Yamit parnis shliach sheyefarnesena. V'Yisrael, and Yisrael who sheyochel la'arzaz grushosai. So, memele, then we will say, we'll give it a month, and that's it. U'bekoi, shimirgar sheno, lo yuchel la'arziro. V'shemo soifo yischarit, could be later, le'efcharot, it'll be too late. Yovel rabbonon zimnetve. So he hears, more time to, we give him more time before we say Yoitzi v'yitnin ksube. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Hamader es ishtoi sheloi titoim echod mikol ha-peires Yoitzi v'yitnin ksube. Now what does that mean? Echod mikol ha-peires, she said, koinam pri ploini olai, Hukiyim lo. So that's called Madir. That he was Mekayim Honeder, that's called Madir. Rabbi Yudai Mebi Yisrael Yem Echod Yekayim. Shnayim Yoitzibitin Ksube. Bekoim Shnayim Yekayim Shloisha Yoitzibitin Ksube. Hamadir es Ishtoi Shloitis Kashet Be Echod Mikol Aminim. Yoitzi v'yitin ksube, ab yoyseimer ba'aniyes shloinosan kitzve. If he did not give a zman for how long this should continue, that she shouldn't be niskashit with one of these minim, so memele, so then it's yoitzi v'yitin ksube, u'bashires shloishim yoyim. By ashires, if till 30 days, yes, and after 30 days, it's Yehichibitin Ksube. Zot Rashi, Shloitis Kashet Bechad Mikol Aminim, again, Koinam Boisem Ploini Olai, Mokayim Lo, he was Mokayim it. Bani yish leinosan kitzva, bishani yem leinosan kitzva ledova, admosai oschoi alehu, who do you eat eating soup? If he didn't give us mantle, it means he's asking it indefinitely. Who do you eat eating soup? Avlim nosan kitzva, tabug morim, a forest of kami kitzvosa. That means how long is there a kitzva that is no din of yait? Ubashire sheregilos lakach at shloshim yoimim leidira yaiser ein kaifen lahitzi. Zot the Gemara. Vekiven de Meshubedlo Heichi Motzi Madalo. This is the kashe which Rashi informed us that the Gemara is going to ask. Just like Rashi had said that by Tashmish, that since she's Meshubed, since he is Meshubed to her, so it's like Nifse Chaveira Yal Chaveira. San Mezainis is also Meshubed to Tzuchestal Mezainis, so he can't make such an edah. Kiven the meshubed lo hichi motzi madalo. Kol kemenei de mafkelo leshibudo. Vos nan koinim she'eni oisel apicha. We find the other way around. If she wants to aser maise yodeo olof, ein eitzoich lohofir, because almur rabonu leshibudo de bal. So who had in Amur Rabbon and Lishibud Adish, Alma Kivid and Mishabdalei, since she's Mishubatim, Lav Kol Kimino, the Mavkalei Lishibud, Yochanami, Kivid and Mishubatlo, Lav Kol Kimine, the Mavkalo Lishibud. So since he's Mishubatot to give her Mizainis, Lav Kol Kimino. So the Gemara says, Alamitech Sheyocha Loimertzi Maise Yodaich Mimzainis Haid. He could be mafkia this. He could be mafkia the chi of mezainis by saying tzi maisi yadach mezainis sayach. His nasa kaimalo tzi maisi yadach mezainis sayach. So memele, so by making such a nether, he's saying in other words, that I'm not giving you mezainis and, what's gonna be with you, tzi maisi yadach mezainis sayach. Zogt Rashi, we keep in the Meshubad lo lo Mezoynes, Nasa koimo, daf agav do lo yom, harehu keoim, the vadi adaiti do chadu, that's pshat, I'm not giving you Mezoynes, and you take care of yourself. Frag the Gemara vim Ise, lo ho da ravuna marav, do ma ravuna marav, yechoy le ishe she taima la baila eini nizaynis veini oisem. Avuna marav said that an ishe ki bi mafkiya from her baal, his chusen ha maise yoideo, is koinem shani oise le piche. So if she asked him, if you say, we have to read between the lines, and if I make an ishe koinem, that means in other words, I mafkiye your schus. So if she is saying koinim shani yisil apicha, amai eini tzorich lahofa leima mitev shecholaima eini nizaynis veini oise nase kemi shemeres leimni nizaynis veini oise. So koin tavuna marav. So it's keilu she said that she eini nizaynis veini oise, and she was mafkiye his schus and hamaisia there. Elo loitema nase elo ba'oima lo tzi maise yodach mzaini sech. Ma es charot. No, we have to speak this in a kimte. That's right. You don't say, we don't read between the lines, but our Mishnah is speaking about that he told them, tzi maise yodach mzaini sech, and therefore, And therefore, so she doesn't, so he's not mishubit to give her mezainis. So, Mamil, that's why the nether is chal. So the Gemara asks, if it is speaking about that he had said, "Tzei Maise Yodecho, Tzei Maise Yodeich B'mzayna Yisayech." So Fakert, she's taken care of. He doesn't owe her mezainis. And Ihochi Parnis Lomolo. So why does he have to be mamed a Parnis? So the my answer is B'dalai Sofka. They're speaking about that her Maise Yodayim are not sufficient to take care of all of her mezainis. So the Gemara says, Ibid loisofko is Odo Kushin Leduchte. So now, on that Chelik, he should be permitted to give her because he owes some mezainis. She cannot, her working, her Maisa Yodaim is not sufficient to take care of all her needs. So whatever she needs, and he's mechuyif to give her, so he's mishubitar, so the nether wasn't chal, or the kushin leduchte. Omar Rav Ashi b'maspekes ledvorim gedoilim. That means her maise yodayim is sufficient for major needs and necessities. Ve'eino maspekes ledvorim ktanim. But minor needs and necessities she cannot afford. So the Gemara asks, so let's be more explicit. Hani dvorim ktanim heichidomi. Well, how's it speaking? Ider regila bohu, if she's rogu. So there's a klal, eina yeredesima, whatever she's rogu, so she's entitled to get after her marriage. Origilabu. So vaita. She's rogel. So he owes it to her. So the nether isn't chal. So why do you have to be mamed a parnis? Ve'iloi regilabu. If she's not rogel. So he doesn't owe it to her. So parnis lomolo. So why do you need a parnis? So the Gemara says, Leitzricha derigila beveis nosha. That means these dvorim ktanim, by her family, they used to have this. This was part of the mezainis. This is a chelik of the mezainis. V'komigalgal bahadei. But when she got married, she never complained, and even though he wasn't giving her this, so she was living together with him without complaining, and even though she didn't have these dvorim ktanim, is the omrolei, but now she can tie it to him as follows. Ate idne de loya darton. You didn't make any nether on me. There was more or less shalom bias between us. Gal gilno. So I was masking. So I won't have these things. Galgina bahadach. You don't have it. I won't ask for it. A bahashta da dauton. Leimatzina di galgal bahadach. But now that you made an ad, I don't want. Now Abimamed Dal Adin Teire. That means so therefore she is demanding these things. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says B'dalai Sofka. Mizainis b'maisi yodel, or maisi yodel, are not sufficient to take care of her mizainis. Hakotzav lo b'mishnas afopi, the maisi yodel, which she's mechuyev to do, that is not sufficient to take care of her mizainis. Horegilabu umishubed lo. Yeah, we have to, that will seem Yotz Hashem tomorrow. We have to understand the Gemara, so it's weiter schwer. So, Maman of Shech, if she's not Mevater, so it's weiter, so he owes it to her. So why is the nether chal? Let's go a little further. Frag the Gemara, umayshna ad lamidyoin. Now, what is this magic number of 30 days? Till 30 days, she suffers. After 30 days, he has to give a get. So the Gemara says, ad lamidyoin leishami bo inshi. Till 30 days, it didn't become a fulsim. It's not known in the town. So she can be saved for 30 days. So it's not a zilzel to her. People don't know, and people aren't talking about it. But more than 30 days, shami bo inchi, so that people hear about it, that her husband, that she's not eating together with her husband, and vizila bo milse. This is a big zilzel, and therefore we can't demand that she should permit this to continue. Therefore, this is in of yaitzim v'yitink subit. That's one mahalach. Ibo yisaimo shehidiro kshehi aruso. The Mishnah is speaking about, you ask the kashas meshubed lo. So the teretz is, this nether was made when she was an arusa. So it's not meshubed. He doesn't owe, an arus does not owe arusa mezainis. Frag the gemore arusa mi islo mezaini. Does an arusa have mezainis? So the Gemara answers, yeah, Shegiyaz man v'loy nosu. It's speaking about, it was Agor's man already. That means he was supposed to marry her, and he didn't marry her. This nan, Shegiyaz man v'loy nosu, oichleis mishaloi v'oichleis mitrume. Now let us see Rashi. So weiter is... So now Rashi says as follows: Shegiyas man v'loy nosu, the midiraisa loy meshubed lo. So Rashi seems to be saying now a whole new mahalach in the Gemara, that the Gemara had understood that mezainis is a diraisa, and for some reason by a diraisa, chi of diraisa, we ask the kasha ho meshubed lo. So Memele, that was the kasha. So the Gemara answers that speaking about an arusa, ef pashas hagozman, the midiraisa loy meshubidlo. Is the chiyuv mezainis we learn out from she'eiro, that is dafke, after nesuin. Hagozman is only at the rabbanon the kechiv. Lefikoch chal haneder. Therefore, the neder is chal, the iser the eraisu. So now Rashi says a whole cheshbon over here, because a neder is an iser the eraisu. Umidarabonon chayev lezaino, and the chiyev mezainis is a darabono. The iser neder is a daraisu. So Rashi seems to be saying that a koinam ki bi mafkiye achiev de rabbonon. A koinam cannot be mafkiye achiev de reis. Lefikach yamid parnes. So the Gemara says, umayshno at shloishim yoy. In fact, the Gemara says, if we're speaking about a naruse, so we'll see, Taisvis explains that by Narusa there's no Zila Bar Milsa. That means they're not married yet. Who's holding Cheshman at Segiyas man? Maishna at Shloishim Yom. Someone says, at Shloishim Yom over Shlich. Shlichusei. He does a good job. Tvei loy over Shlich. Shlichusei. The boy is Emo. So Mamela, till 30 days, it's more or less, reliable. After 30 days, it's not too much reliable, so therefore she can, yeitzivi think suba. V'boi yiseime, shehi diro, kshehi aruso, v'niseis. that he made a neder when she was an arusa, so the neder was already chal, and later she became v'niseis. In fact, the Gemara niseis, oh, so she married him when the neder was already chal, a sovra v'kibla, so there was a neder that was chal, and she's marrying him. So the Gemara answers the Amr Kisfura Nishaniya Khaila Lakabal. You're right, 100%. She thought she could be Mekabal. Akshavaina Niya Khaila Lakabal. So the Gemara says, Ey Madam Rinan Hochi Gabi Mumin. So we could say, good, I thought I could be Saival. You have such a Mum, you have a bad Reyach. I thought I could be Saival. Abalini Mizaini Miam Rinan Hochi? That means, that she thought she could be Mekabal, and now she's a Kevi Mekabal. Ela machvar te kedishanina meikore. So what does Rashi say? Hasavus vekiblis. No, Rashi before, venisit ashtachai mezainis serva nedle kvar chal olov. Zachiyev mezainis, but the nedle was chal. Asava vekibli dasi shenasa olav lezayne venisei sloi. Kabi mum shil pilkim as nisit. Ninim zayne merinis fura yisi yedasi shi efshalo beloi mezaynis.